Castle. Today's gospel comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 4th chapter. Glory to you, Lord. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah may be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region, the shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." Immediately they left their nets and followed. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called to them. And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went through all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. There is no special music today because one of our musicians is at home ill. So we'll go straight to the message. I want to invite the children to come forward to help me with the sermon a bit today. So come on forward, and children who are less than little children, please, please come on. Come on, come on down. This way, Avery. Come on over here. Hi. Very great. I knew I'd have some people. Awesome, thank you. How many of you guys have ever played Follow the Leader? We're going to play Follow the Leader today. How does that sound? Does that sound like a good thing? Yeah. So how do you play Follow the Leader? You follow the person, and then you do what the person does. Are you ready? Let's play Follow the Leader. I'm going to invite you to stand up, and you're going to follow me. Are you ready? All right. Water. Well, we're going to start right here. What happens here? What do we do here? We listen to music. You're right, and that's going to be our next stop. When we're here at the font, what happens, my dear confirmation students? You get baptized. And when with water, absolutely. With water and God's word, you get baptized and you're called and claimed children of God. And God says, follow me. Now on Baptism Sunday, this candle's lit. And you're at the end of a baptism, we give candles to people and we say, let your light shine before others so that they may see God's work in you. Yes, you have a light that lives in here. So we have this light that lives in us. Jesus calls us and says, follow me. So now, Bradley, you want to lead us over to the organ? You want to be the leader this time? Nope. Anybody want to be the... You can be the leader. We're going to head right over there. Can you... How are we going? Go that way. Okay. And go over here. So we'll stop here. What happens here at this spot? Or over at the piano? And Julie, our organist and pianist today, what do we do here? Any ideas? Music. Why do you think music? Why do you think music notes? Absolutely. Music notes. And you know why? Why do you think music is so important? Yeah, and it helps us tell our story. You know the song Jesus Loves Me? Do you all know the story, song Jesus Loves Me? Well, why don't we sing Jesus Loves Me together? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak and he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Follow me. Boy, my confirmation students. All right, look around. What do you see here? You see a piano, and we talked about that with the organ. Look around, look closer to us. What do you see around you?
People.
People. When we are baptized, we are welcomed into a family, and we take care of one another. And we encourage and we help and we support one another. And God is with us through these voices. And we're sharing and telling together. And there's a fancy word in the baptism services that says, you're workers with us in the kingdom of God. Can you say that? Workers with us in the kingdom of God. And there's a lot of ways to be workers in the kingdom. And some of us are really good at singing, and some of us are really good at maintaining and painting rooms, and some of us are really good at maintaining food pantry and welcoming people, and some are really good at praying, and some are really, really good at lots of stuff that God's given them. And all of us working together are part of the kingdom of God. And how we help others see God at work in the world. Follow me. Come here. What's under here? Do you know what's under there? Food! You are absolutely right! There is food under here. We gather at the table as a community, right? To be fed and nourished by the body and blood of Christ. I think you're going to lead us to our last thing. our body and blood of Christ. And we're sent to share that grace in the world. So when we leave the table, worship is almost over. Follow me. And I want you guys to hop all the way to the door. Go, 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 go. You get a pass. Go, 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 go.
I could try, I guess.
That's why. And they headed out, and they'll get to go to Creation Station. But after worship, we are headed out to go share God's light that others may see God's work in this world. So we gather today hearing the gospel, hearing Jesus calling the disciples. And of all the call stories of the disciples, today's is probably the most familiar. It's the one where Jesus calls a group of fishermen to come and fish for people. Jesus seeks them out and calls them by name, inviting them into an exciting mission. A mission that's unlike anything they've ever seen or experienced before. Following Jesus. Now they have their preconceptions about Jesus and who this Messiah that God is sending is going to be. But they're going to find out that their perceptions, their expectations of a Messiah are going to lead them into places they may not be ready or thought they would go. Because the mission that Jesus is calling the fishermen to, the mission that Jesus is calling us to follow, as we follow Jesus, we join into the story of the one who heals the sick, who cares for the sick and the broken. We follow the one who comforts the broken. We follow the one who welcomes the outcast. The one who feeds the hungry. The one who gets their hands dirty. When we follow Jesus, we experience a love that's unknown and unmet. We meet a love that's unconditional. A love that loves them and all, even when we fall short, even walks with us and hangs out with us, even when we may not recognize him, and the one who calls us as workers in the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus calls them, and he doesn't call his disciples only to follow him. But they leave behind their job, their family, their friends, their comfort zones. They leave and they change the way they see and understand the world. Now, this doesn't mean that we will all leave our jobs or our family behind. But it does mean that everything, our work, our relationships, our lives, belong to Christ. Because in following Jesus, we are changed. Jesus changes us. Jesus calls us to change our perspective, to look at the world differently. As baptized children of God, we're called to see the world and each other the way Jesus sees us, with compassion and with mercy and with love. When we treat our neighbor that we don't know just as another number, we dehumanize those neighbors and saying they don't matter, saying that they're not important, that they can be left behind. When Jesus calls these disciples to fish for people, Jesus doesn't treat people that he encounters as another number. He gets to know the people, interacts with these people. And when we get to know someone's name and their story, that's when we begin to see our neighbor, not as a number or a statistic, but as a child of God and a fellow sibling in Christ. I wonder today how these words resonate in our hearts. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Jesus is saying, be transformed, people. Start seeing things in a new way. Start seeing things with Jesus goggles. Start seeing things, because the kingdom of God and heaven has come near, and it will change you. Maybe the bigger question is, what if we lived as the kingdom has come, already come here, today, right now? Because it is. In a few moments at the annual meeting, we'll have my pastor's report, 25 year in review, will be projected on the screen. And you will see pictures. And you will see stories. And you will remember the kingdom of heaven is here. It's in you. It's in me. So Jesus calls us to follow. His call remains steadfast. As we join together in our annual meeting, we think about and pray about and hope about and vision about what that means for us today. And I invite us to start here. May we act justly. May we love and extend mercy. And may we walk humbly with God. Amen.